The Holy Gospel according to John, the first chapter, beginning with the 29th verse.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and he watched Jesus walk by, and he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. This is the gospel of the Lord. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Hope you were paying attention to that children's sermon, because that was kind of the sermon in a nutshell. So I hope you paid attention about the Lamb of God. That text comes up again, and I thought it would be wonderful to begin today with a devotion. A devotion that I heard during staff this week, and it was very appropriate to the direction I wanted to go with this sermon. And it's by Pastor Ken Klaus from the Lutheran Hour Ministries. So I want you to listen to this devotion. I invite you to close your eyes if you wish, and just listen to it. Listen to it and try to figure out for yourself, how do you feel hearing this story? So please reflect with me for a little while. He begins by saying, "After 30 years ago, an old woman entered the headquarters of a major Minneapolis insurance company. Overwhelmed by such a large office, she stood for a long minute. And with hesitation, she approached the receptionist and asked, "How may I help you?" The lady pulled an old insurance policy out of her purse, set it down, lowered her voice, and explained she no longer had the wherewithal to continue to make payments on the policy. She said at her age, it was hard to get around and even harder to find any work. Anything she brought in was to keep the roof over her head and food in the fridge and in the cupboards. She felt it was proper to stop at the company personally, let the company know it hadn't been anything they had done wrong. She'd been perfectly content with the policy, it's just she couldn't make the payment deadlines anymore. Sympathetically, the receptionist directed the lady to someone who could spend more time with her and have a conversation. So the man took a quick look at it, at the policy, which was for almost $500,000. He explained that dropping such a large policy wasn't the wisest thing she could do. Then he asked, "Ma'am, this is your husband's policy. How does he feel about it?" And the woman replied to him, "My husband? He died a little over 3 years ago." The company officials kicked into gear. They investigated, found out she was telling the truth. Not only did she not owe them money, they had to refund her years of premiums plus the value of the policy. It was enough to keep her comfortable the rest of her life. And Pastor Klaus finishes his devotion by saying, "My friends, you are coming to a deadline. You can work, you can skimp, you can try, but you won't be able to make the payment. But by your own power, you are lost. But don't worry. Jesus has made you the beneficiary of his estate. Jesus has taken care of your deadlines with his birth, his life, his love, his substitutions. They were all used to make payments on your deadline. With his rejection, his betrayal, his trial, his condemnation, his death, they're all part of 33 years of payments he made. And all who are brought to him, who have been given a repentant heart to acknowledge Jesus as the risen Lord, because of Jesus, when the kingdom of heaven comes, whenever that might be, they don't have to worry. Jesus has done all that was necessary to keep him in happiness for the rest of eternity. So open your eyes if you were closed during that time, that devotion. I wanted you to hear that, to look at things a little differently this morning. But what do you think? Does all that sound too good to be true? Sometimes all this does seem too good to be true. I've said it before, but sometimes I wrestle with it too. Sometimes it seems too easy. Sometimes we don't like giving up control, especially in a world where we have to work for everything. We work for food, insurance, our home, our kids, our retirement. We're always working. But then there's this message. This message that can be summed up in the words that John said this morning in today's gospel. Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Here he is. This is the one you've been searching for all these years. He's right here in front of you. He's the one the Spirit descended on like a dove. The one John testified as the Son of God. Look no further. Does that all sound too good to be true? Again, I told you that story this morning because I wanted to put how sometimes it is sounds too good to be true. I know if I was paying an insurance policy and all of a sudden was given, you know, $500,000 plus the premiums, I wouldn't believe it. It'd be too good to be true. I tried to put that into some contemporary terms for us this morning. It can seem too good to be true, absolutely. And if it does at times, and I know sometimes we do think that, you're not alone. I'm not alone. By that, I mean, look again at today's gospel. John's telling his followers, look, there's Jesus, the one who takes away the sins of the world. Tells them all those things about him that I just mentioned above, going as far to say he's the Son of God. And what do we read after that? The next day, John again was standing with followers and said, look, there is the Lamb of God. Another way I had to interpret this in my head this week, and lately when trying to understand what was John maybe saying, I put it in words like this. What are you still doing here with me? Why are you not with him? He's the Lamb of God, the one who takes away the sins of the world. Not only some sins, but all the sins of the world. So what are you doing here with me? Go, get out of here. Go to him. I'm only human. I can only do so much. Why are you looking to me still? I can't do anymore. I'm not him. I'm not Jesus. I'm only human. Go. You need him. Go. John was willing to give up a lot to send followers and everyone else to Jesus. Could have been so easy for him to keep the power that could have been given to him. But he said, go. There it is. There's the answer. Jesus. So if you ask me, John's followers may have thought that that was too good to be true too. Even going as far as to ask Jesus, where are you staying? Or they may be asking him, where can we find you? Where shall we go to be with you to receive what you have to offer? They may be thinking, why should we leave John behind? We had a good thing going with him. John told us all these things about you and they sounded wonderful, but show us something. Give us something to grab onto. And Jesus does just that. He did it for them and did it for us by saying, come and see. Come and see. It may seem too good to be true at times, but no matter how much we do, no matter how much we save and rely on outside forces, it's not enough to forgive our sins. Only the Lamb of God can do that for us, and did. So like the woman in the story this morning, like Pastor Klaus said, our debt has been paid. And guess what? It's true. And we really need some truth in today's world. In a world where we don't always believe what the news has to say, we hear about fake news being out there all the time, we don't always trust the people around us, we start asking ourselves what Pilate even asked, what is truth? So allow me for a moment to do what John did and direct you to the truth. Why are you still looking at me? Right there, all over the cross, in each and every one of you, there is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Look to him. Look and rely on him. Trust in him. It's not too good to be true because he did it. He's taken away our sins, defeated death, the devil, continues to set us free. But don't sit on your hands with that knowledge. Go out. Be the come and see. See what Jesus was talking about in the world. Let's go from here with that knowledge of the Lamb of God. Share the good news with all those around us in many different ways, many different gifts that we have. Come and see. Thanks be to God, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world and is not too good to be true. Amen.